Hello, good evening.
Hi guys, welcome back to Basically Adulting. It's Erin and
Louisa.
And we're kind of changing it up a little bit. We're normally in a quiet, secluded
setting
with no background noises or anything. But today we wanted to change it up a little bit and go to a little coffee shop nearby. So just fair warning, if you hear any like coffee making in the background, that's why.
Think of it as like ASMR.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm enjoying, we're still on our no drinks November. Yeah. No drinks November.
Dry January.
I just made that up.
No,
that's
drink.
Not a thing.
No, it's, drink. What did you call it?
I
November?
Said no drink November.
That's when we all start like that's, heavily drinking. Yeah.
But I think you got it confused with no shave November, which I'm also partaking in right now because it's cold outside and I'm wearing pants and boots everywhere I go, and I don't need to shave my legs because the second I step outside, they grow back.
No shit. Like you step out of the shower and you immediately get goosebumps, and then you really start like, hello.
Yeah. So all that hard work for nothing. So we're just going to grow until it gets a little bit warmer.
Warmer.
In here.
Yeah.
Or not in here, but like outside.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had our first snow here in Texas.
Cheers to the first snow.
Cheers to the first snow.
I'm going to try to blow in my coffee.
Oh, wait, did you tell them what you have?
Mm-mm. I got sidetracked.
Oh.
I got a snickerdoodle. We're at the White Rhino right now in Dallas, Texas. I got the snickerdoodle and it's like vanilla, hazelnut, and something else. I can't remember, but it's super yummy.
Yeah.
And Louisa got a hot chocolate.
I got a hot chocolate because coffee like will a child, put me to sleep.
Like a child.
Because I just need something warm, but like coffee will put me to sleep.
Which, there's something backwards.
Well, that's what happens when you've been drinking coffee since like you were three.
True. But I feel like it should still, like, have that effect on you.
If it were, like, if I got, like, an espresso, maybe. Like, just a shot of espresso. But, like, coffee, you know, like, a nice little warm coffee, no, that's going to knock me out.
Interesting.
I know. We've had this conversation when we lived together. I made myself coffee one night, and you were like, are you really making yourself coffee right now?
Well, it still shocks me. It's still,
I was like, yes,
it's still
I am.
A shocking fact. Because I was like talking to you earlier, and I was like, oh, we could go to a coffee place. And I was like, oh, we're going to get a coffee? And she's like, no, Erin, that will put me to sleep. And I was like, geez, sorry. Like, I know that we've talked about this before, but we also haven't lived together in a while.
Yeah.
So, excuse me.
I know.
Which, we should live together again.
I agree.
Before time runs out.
Honestly, the way it's looking. Time, what is it? The world is our oyster.
That's true. But, you never know. We can't take advantage of the time that we have.
One of us could be swept off our feet.
Exactly. It can happen in an instant.
You know what I hope for us? That we both marry brothers. And we're always in each other's lives.
That's well, we're always going to be in each other's lives.
I know, but like by then we'll be like.
Then they have to like each other.
Exactly.
What if you get? What if we got brothers that didn't like each other? Like what if we met people?
Oh, we would put them in a sweater together to make them like each other. Y'all are going to get along.
Like what if we met people... met two guys and they were brothers and they didn't know it, and we made them do like an air DNA or air DNA and that's for Airbnb. What's it called, a DNA test.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about those DNA tests.
I have had one.
You did one?
I have one.
Oh, you haven't done it though.
I have one, which I don't know if it's still valid or good. I would assume that it's still the same, just like the technology. The information has probably
right.
grown, but I got it when Britt and I were together.
Oh, that's been a while.
Yeah. So, like, I've just been carrying that little box around with me still unopened, still sealed. still has plastic on it. I'll take a picture of it and send it to you when I get home.
What is it? Is it the 23andMe one?
I think it's 23andMe.
Wow.
Or Ancestry. I think it's Ancestry, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. That stuff, like, not that I've ever done anything, or I plan to, but giving my DNA out is just a little questionable.
If someone wanted your DNA, Louisa, like, if the FBI or, like, the government wanted your DNA, all they have to do is, like, follow you to this little coffee shop, wait until you're done with that cup.
What if I take this cup with me?
You'll throw it away eventually.
No.
They'll follow you until you make a mistake. I've heard about it.
Well.
So, as long as you don't do anything, sometimes it can be helpful. Well,
it's not that we do anything. It's more of like, for example, like I heard, not recently, but like, I feel like one of these, I don't know, I think it was 23andMe that got hacked. Yeah. And so that's where I'm like, it's not the government having my information. It's like these people that could, excuse me, I just burped. These people that would potentially like buy my information.
Like on the black market?
Yeah.
They're like, we want her.
Yeah.
We want her DNA.
And then they have like ex like mob bosses or ex, you know.
Criminals. Well, no, a lot of people have done,
like... But then again, that would be, like, my book talk dream. And then they'd be like, no, this girl's too crazy. Take her back.
You think they're going to kidnap you? Or they're just going to take your DNA?
I don't know. I don't know what they would do.
Oh, my gosh. They're going to, like, plant your DNA around? I would imagine, like,
what if they'd clone me?
Maybe one day, but I think that's gonna be like after we're gone.
No. They cloned a sheep back in the '90s?
When?
Erin, like this was like something that was like taught in school.
I did not get taught that.
Yes. Her name was like
in what class? Sheep.
Dolly was her name.
What
she
class?
She was the first mammal that was cloned from an adult something cell. She was cloned by associates of somewhere in Scotland in the 90s.
She was cloned.
I'm pretty
by
sure they're cloning people by now.
She was cloned by a DNA cell.
Yeah, a somatic. I don't know what that is.
I'm feeling like I'm thinking that they're taking you personally and then cloning you where you are today.
Is she still alive? She did die.
Oh, I feel like if you're cloned, you should be able to live forever.
She died in 2003, so she lived a good life. She lived a good sheep life.
How long do sheep live? 13 years, I guess.
I guess. I mean, she's a cloned sheep.
Average sheep live?
10 to 12 years. Yeah.
Wow, so she exceeded the expectation.
She really did.
Way to go, Dolly. So yeah, if they were cloning sheep in the 90s, they're definitely cloning people now. Maybe
that's
I should just
saying.
Hold on to this ancestry thing until we get more information on that.
Yeah.
Good to know. See, the more you know.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Do you watch Southern Charm by chance?
No, I'm trying. So I was actually having a conversation about this with somebody the other day because... I was catching up on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Okay.
And I got to the part where Jen Shaw gets arrested. And okay. It's very, like, have you watched Salt Lake City?
No.
It's only four seasons. I feel like you would get into it because... Okay.
I really get sucked into shows like that. So I try not to watch them because I do love a good reality show.
Because the way the girls reacted to her getting arrested, because it was happening live.
Oh, shit.
And it was, like, a close friend of theirs, and, like, you know, they're, like, they're going on a girls' trip, like, while this is happening. And they
call...
It's
going on while they're recording?
Yes. You have to watch it. I'm not going to give too much away.
Okay.
But they call one of the girls that was already at at Vail, because they were going to Vail. Or Aspen, I don't know. And they're, like, oh, my God, like, she's just been arrested. Like, have you not checked your phone? Blah, blah, blah. And this girl, like... she gives me such weird vibes. Or this woman, her name's Meredith, and the way she talks, like, it's just very, like, I'm like,
sus.
I don't know, because she was like, I always knew something about her and blah, like, it was so weird.
As this was happening?
As, like, at this point, like, they're on their way. It's like a 5-hour drive or something like that. And she's already there at the house.
Okay.
And then she decides to take a bath, and then one of the other girls arrives. And she's, like, walking around, like, Meredith, Meredith. And Meredith is just chilling in a bathtub. And
well, what is Meredith supposed to be doing? Like,
I don't know. Like, making sure the food's ready for when the other girls arrive. But, like, you have to watch it because there's other drama that happens alongside that. It's just, like, the way she reacts to Jin Chong getting arrested and then the way she reacts to this other situation is just, like, anyways. Sketchy. But I've been sucked into that.
Okay.
But I saw it wasn't Southern Charm, but it was Summer House.
Oh, yeah.
I never watched it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like I would like Summer House because there's a girl there. I follow her podcast with her friend. Yeah, Paige.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like her and I would be friends.
Yeah, she seems like she's good vibes.
Yes.
She's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't. Like, I'm not going to put up with anybody's bullshit. But she's dating right now one of the guys
from Southern Charm.
And actually I was going to talk about him. His name is Craig. I don't know his last name. But he believes in conspiracy theories. And so this one episode that I just watched last night, and I'm, like, way behind on the season. So this probably happened, like, 6 months ago. And I'm just, like, catching up. But he believes in conspiracy theories and, like, all of his friends, like, kind of give him shit for it. But so he says, okay, well, like, if you guys want me to talk about it, we have to put on our hats.
And oh, I think I know what you're, the tinfoil hat.
Yeah, the tinfoil hat. So there's, like, a clip of him and, like, all of his friends wearing these tinfoil hats. And he's, like, talking about all these conspiracy theories. He's like, man, I wish, and he also calls, what does he call them? Skinheads. Like, without the hats on, like, the aliens, he's like, that's kind of derogatory, but, like, he calls them, like, I don't know, something not aliens, but basically the aliens call us humans skinheads, without our hats on. They think that we're more, they'll feed us information when we have the hats on. I don't know, that's what he's saying. And so they all put their hats on, and he's like, I wish pandas were real. And this one guy goes, dude, they're fucking real. And he's like, no, they're people in panda outfits.
I feel like I've heard about that.
Yeah. And so it was just funny because I was like, I feel like this is a conversation that Louisa would have.
No, because, like, I went down that rabbit hole on TikTok when people were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the more I watched the videos, the more I was like, I can kind of see it.
Of pandas not being real?
I don't know if it was pandas, but it was, like, this other animal where people are, like, it was, like, a bear-like type animal. They're, like, it's not real. Like, it literally, and you look at it, and it does look like it's someone wearing a costume. It really does. And, like, it's just weird.
It was just funny because I, like, saw them all wearing those hats, and I was, like, I can just see, like, our friend group just doing that. And you pulling out your phone and, like, pulling up these, like, conspiracy theories and being like, so that's the only way you'll talk about it is if you have your hat on and everyone else has their hat on. We should try it one time.
We should try it. That would be fun.
We could tag Craig and Paige. Because I feel the same way about Paige. I'm like, she seems like a cool chick. And I just, like, love her commentary and think she's funny.
I think she's really funny. That's why I was like, I feel like I need to get into Summer House and Southern Charm. But I'm like, all these housewives to keep up with.
Yeah. The housewives definitely keep you busy for sure. But I feel like I relate more to, like, the Summer House and Southern Charm because they're more our age.
Yeah, like Vanderpump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the Real Housewives is, like, what I aspire to be eventually.
Yeah.
You know, just living my everyday life, going to brunch, going on yachts,
shopping, girls trips,
having my husband just come in and
he's just Ken. He's in the background. That's really what they, I mean, like in the background.
Yes. But our relationship is loving. But on the show, it's like you never see him.
Yeah.
He's just there.
He's just there.
And funds things.
Yeah.
I want a little more than that out of the relationship, but you know, you know what I mean. Show. Yeah. On our show.
Yeah.
But maybe we could include our husbands.
Yeah.
Our brother husbands.
Our brother husbands, yeah. That
we could call it sister wives. Oh, there's a show already called that. No. I mean, it kind of would be sisters. We would be sister-in-laws.
True. I'm going to manifest that for us.
Okay.
For us to marry brothers.
At least like family members.
Cousins.
Like cousins, distant cousins.
Yeah.
Father, son.
Who's marrying?
I don't know.
I feel like I would marry the father.
You probably would. You probably would. And you're younger than me.
I know.
You're how old again? 27?
I'm going to turn 28 this year.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
What do you want to do for your birthday?
I've been thinking about some ideas.
Okay.
For sure.
What are some of the top contenders?
Something I was thinking about is like a weekend away. I like Fredericksburg.
Yeah. Love that idea.
And it'd be like
a theme.
And I was like, I feel like Barbie's kind of like basic, but I feel like that would be very fun where we all just like wear pink for the weekend.
Love that.
I don't know. That's like one of the ones that's like top. My other one would be like the tea party thing, but I feel like
you can't go from like Fredericksburg to tea party.
True.
I feel like that would be like after you get back and like need to hydrate. True. From Fredericksburg.
True. So that's like one of the things I've been like tossing.
I love a good birthday trip. You know me.
I know. I love a good theme too.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Okay. Look at the weekend. So I can like just pre-plan in my head and we can start looking at Airbnbs.
Sorry, I got a text and I was like, who do I? I thought it was somebody from work, but I have no idea. I don't know. March. My birthday's on a Friday.
Okay. Is it the first or?
It's the second weekend in March, technically. Because the first lands on a Friday.
Okay. So it's the 7th, the following Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. So leave Friday, Saturday, come back Sunday. I love a good Friday birthday.
Me too.
My 21st birthday was on a Friday. And we got to Vegas on my birthday, like in the early in the morning, and like immediately started drinking once I got there.
Oh, damn.
That was such a fun trip.
Vegas?
Yeah.
See, I'm not into like the coin slots or anything like that.
Well, it's not the same when you're 31 as it was when you were 21. Let me just tell you that.
Well, I've never been like.
I've never been a gambler.
No.
No. When we went, we would go to the pool, to the parties,
well, yeah,
and like the
different
clubs. And now it's like, I don't know if I want to go back.
Yeah.
It is a fun like atmosphere in Vegas. Like you can find fun things to do that's not like gambling or like they have shows. You would like the shows. They have a lot of different shows.
I could do the shows.
Yeah. And then just like all the different casinos, just walking through is kind of like interesting to see.
Yeah.
Like the sports betting and stuff, and like they have a ton of different concerts there and stuff, but I would say that my experience going as 21 as a 21 year old versus me going now, different.
Dang.
Yeah, it's crazy what 10 years will do to you. Just let me just put it that way.
Dang.
I forgot what we were talking about before. Speaking of text messages,
what
I had this guy text me who I don't know who he was, but he was like texting me probably a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, I don't know who he is, and he's like, oh, you remember blah blah blah, and I was like, I don't know who you are. Like,
yeah.
You have the wrong number. And he was like, we met on Hinge or something like that. I'm like going through all of my like Hinge matches and all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't find this guy's name in there. So I'm like, I think you have the wrong person. And he's being like very like raunchy and gross. And like,
ew.
I'm like, sir, you have the wrong number. And he's like, oh, you'd like, don't want to. I don't remember. I don't know. I would just like delete. And then I blocked him, which, you know, I don't really like to block people unless they like absolutely need it. And so, yeah, I was like disgusted and blocked.
Yeah. Good.
Dang. But I'm like, I don't know where you got this number from or what. Because I was like, I don't know who you are. Like the name didn't ring a bell.
Wow.
I know. Like men just have the audacity.
They really do. Let me tell you. I've been trying, guys. I think last week I mentioned that I was going to try to do my one date a month.
Oh, yeah. How's that going? We're almost to the end of January.
No, we're not. We're like halfway through.
Okay, we're halfway.
Yeah,
we're... Do you have one set up?
Oh, my God. This month has flown by. This is the first January that's flown by like this.
I mean, they all fly by the same amount of time.
Oh, my gosh.
They literally have the same amount of days. Okay. Have you been trying?
I have been trying, okay?
Someone is making a very large coffee.
A very frothy coffee.
Yeah, frothy coffee. Have you been trying?
I have been. And let me tell you.
How are you trying?
Let me explain my process. Hinge... Criminal, okay? Criminal what they do to me. I think not just me. I think to all of us. I feel like I can speak for all of us in the Hinge community that whatever they're doing to us.
Like Hinge, you're talking like Hinge the app itself.
Their algorithm.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it's upsetting.
But have you seen that girl, she's on TikTok, who like, she gives people advice on their Hinge profile, and then she also like
yes, tells I've done
you,
it all. I've done
like
it all.
Like you delete it. Yes, wait however I've done many that. Days. Yes,
I even done the one where like you don't like. I did that.
God,
you keep burning yourself.
Well, I was trying to talk before it went down, and I choked myself.
I did that. I did like I had deleted it, and then like. I reopened it, and then I didn't like anything. I was just like, algorithm, throw.
All the hotties.
Throw me wherever I land.
No, throw me to the hotties.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant.
Well, that's why. Still, I was confused, because you said, throw me wherever. And
well,
then
I didn't
like,
tell it to throw
this,
me wherever. But you know what I'm saying.
Mud hole.
Like, you know, throw me to, you know, what I would really like.
Yeah, you know what I like.
And it's still like.
I think it knows what we like.
I feel like
and then it decides,
I feel like you've been around a couple times.
Yeah.
You've deleted and you've reactivated.
I'm sure that they can tell.
Bitch. God, I hate it.
I mean, I'm sure that the algorithm can tell how many times you activate your phone number.
Oh, God damn it. I didn't even think about that.
I would think.
I didn't even think about that.
So but, it's probably like, mud hole for you. You're going straight to the mud hole.
Yeah. And so... You know what? I'm not to be disrespectful. Like, these guys probably are very sweet, you know? But, like, when a man is 5'3 and liking me, I'm like, sir.
It's not even about that. It's not even about the height anymore. It's about these crude
crusty,
men.
Crusty. Let me tell you. The
savage,
amount.
Savage. Disgusting. Disgusting is a little harsh. But it's like, they're, like, on. They're, what is. They're wild. They're feral.
Yes.
They're
they really
unhinged.
Are. They are like
they're on
rabid
hinge,
animals.
Unhinged. Yes.
Yes.
They're on hinge.
On
unhinged.
Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
Agreed.
Because literally, like, the pictures, and I don't know if they just, like, don't have any concept of what a good picture looks like, but they should be able to just look at themselves and be like, that's not a great picture
Let
of me.
Let me tell you.
Let me try again.
Mirror pictures, out. Dressing, don't fucking post a picture that you took while you were trying on clothes, okay?
I don't want to see
We know you're an American Eagle, okay?
I don't want to see your bed in the background.
I don't want to see a locker room in the background.
I don't want to see you in your bed with the shirt off.
Yes.
Well, to
cuddling with their animals, like, it, that gives me the biggest ick.
Those are not the men I'm talking about. I'm talking about the men that, like, just take a picture. And
when they take goofy pictures, let's talk about that. And it's like, why?
I'm like, do you not have a group chat
that you run this through first?
This is supposed to be your best foot forward. Yeah. The goal is to get people to swipe on you.
Yeah.
Or check yes or whatever it is.
Or to send you a like.
Yeah, like, I want to know how many likes they're getting on those pictures. Algorithm, tell us that. Tell me that. Yeah.
You know what I don't
like? How many likes
does
that picture, those pictures get?
Is it Hinge or Bumble that does, like, the people that are trending, but you have to pay? And I refuse to pay. Because let me tell you, back when Hinge was good, I actually met up a lot of guys. Some not so good, but some pretty, like, decent. And so, no, it's Bumble. Bumble does it. Bumble will do trending today. Let me double check to confirm. God. Yeah. And you have to pay. And
for
it's
what?
Like the people that are like trending. And I don't know if that means.
What does that even mean? How are you trending?
People creating a buzz. So I bet it's like the people that are getting like the most swipe rights.
That's stupid.
Which I think it's.
That's just, it just is turning into another social media. Who's the most popular? Alan.
Wait, do you see the...
Oh my gosh. Unhinged. Why would you
post that?
This
man is a tripod. Oh my god.
Let me see.
Oh god.
And he's missing half of his shorts.
He's 6'5".
Oh my god, that took me a second to realize what you were talking about.
Then look at this picture.
Oh my god, he needs to like wear a strap or something.
I know. You know what another thing I hate?
Alan.
I feel like every other profile I've come across, I love traveling, looking for someone to be my travel partner. And it's like, you know what I'm going to change my bio to? I love traveling outside of this damn app because all you men seem to like traveling but can't even fucking respond to a message.
This should not be allowed on...
That's what they call a tripod, Aaron.
I'm aware of what a tripod is, Louisa.
No, I'm saying for the people that can't see.
Oh, sorry. Well, you said my name.
I know, but...
like, I didn't know. But yeah, this guy, that's too much.
That's a lot.
You're trying too hard, sir.
Very hard. It's like you're not going to get the right people to swipe.
No, that's not what we're looking for, sir.
So, anyways... back to the
that was
original.
Just like what popped up on there. That was like,
that literally was the first.
I mean, his face is cute.
He looks like he's a nice guy, but the way you present yourself could be a lot better.
I feel like he's probably a douchebag.
Well, on his like what's it called, like what you're
his
looking
bio.
For
mm-hmm.
He put don't know, which
ugh.
Which really means something okay. casual.
Yeah,
just put something casual. Like me, I've just put relationship because that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for.
Why are you even on this stupid app if you don't know what you're looking for? Get off and go figure it out and then come back.
Go to therapy, sir.
Go to therapy.
Literally.
What? I don't understand.
I know.
That confuses me.
I know.
Like sometimes, like that's one thing. Like even if it's like, I don't know, or like looking for someone casual, it's like, or something casual, it's like immediate no. Because
same,
I don't have time to deal. Like even if you're cute, everything else.
I'm not here
for
a pen pal.
Yeah, I'm not here. I'm not here for like a hookup buddy or to try to help you through your trauma, because I'm already like done my own emotional
healing. Yeah.
Even I still got some work, but I feel like I've come a long way.
Yeah.
As you have too, we've all come a long way.
Yeah.
I don't need to be drugged back into the garbage.
Yeah. Something I watched a movie on Prime called Britney Runs a Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based on a true story about this woman that runs the New York City Marathon because, you know, your girl Luis is trying to run a 5K
right,
this summer.
Right.
it was very good, but there's a point where she's like losing weight and she's starting to realize that like some of her friends are not like really her friends, are not wanting the best interests, and this guy she has like a fling with, but he really likes her. Anyways, he's like, he tried to like hold her hand while they were at dinner, and she was like, no, like I think we should just, she like friend zoned him. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she's like, I'm not in a place to take care of you emotionally.
Ooh.
And I was like, wow, I have never heard of anything more
accurate.
Accurate.
Yeah.
And she's like, you have a lot of stuff to, and they end up together. He clearly does his growing, but like she also had growing to do. And she's like, I don't have room or space to take care of you. And he's like, I don't want you to take care of me. He's like, you don't have to. She's like, I know, but I will end up taking care of you.
Yeah. I love that.
I recommend the movie. I cried a lot.
Did you?
I did.
So I did something on, I don't remember what day it was. I think it was on Monday. Since I didn't work. So yeah. I was just like at home and I should have been more productive, but I wasn't. So I was watching a movie by myself, and I watched The Sound of Freedom, finally.
Oh, have you really? Seen it? No.
Oh, my God.
I refuse to watch it. My mom watched it. Why? Everybody watched it.
You need
it's
to
not
watch
that
it.
I don't believe everything, because I do. Everything. But when some of the people that funded the project were later arrested for the same things that they were covering on the movie, I think it's questionable.
I think that it's like eye-opening.
I think 100% the agree. Message. My mom loved the movie.
Yeah.
She watched it in theater. She praised it. And I agree. But I didn't, because there was a lot of hate on the movie too, which I didn't get, because it's like,
I kept seeing like things on TikTok about the movie, about like, what people watching it at AMC or like whatever,
and getting like,
and then
which I think crazy. That was a lie, because my mom went to see it at the movie theater and she
and
said that
happened.
It was nice. It was a movie, it was,
yeah.
I just
maybe
think that
they
was like
just
more
went
publicity
out to like a
on
ghetto
the movie.
Movie theater that like forgot to pay their electric bill or something,
that too,
or you know, whatever.
Because movie theaters were kind of failing
for a while, yeah.
For a bit.
I feel like the Barbie movie,
the
really
Barbie
brought it
movie,
back.
What have, there was another movie,
Maverick.
Oh, yeah, that one. I feel like there's another movie. It must have been Barbie. Did I watch another movie at the theaters? I don't remember. One movie I did watch in the theaters that I do recommend, I think it's on streaming now. It's called, shoot, I forgot what it's called.
Oh, God, it was so good.
I literally just watched it with my mom. It is very raunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Not like raunchy, like think of it as like Girls Trip and Bridesmaids kind of combined, like
okay,
the comedic timing, but with like some really like wild shit happening.
Okay, I need you to find out the
oh
title.
Oh my God,
of
what's
it.
This movie called?
But also, I think that you still should watch The Sound of Music or The Sound of Freedom.
I've seen The Sound of Music. Thank you.
The Sound of Freedom. Just because it is just, it's super sad and it's just eye-opening, because it's like we as Americans, like the normal American, I would say, just go on and live our everyday life and don't even ever think about anything bad that could ever happen like that. And majority of it happens here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it. Well, I know.
Like the movie really wanted, like after watching it, really made me want to sign up for Homeland Security and like help.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. I definitely cried in the movie.
Joyride. Sorry, that's what the movie's
Joyride?
Called.
Joyride.
Joyride.
Okay.
And it's
you can watch
just...
it on streaming.
I don't know where it's available at. We watched it on Stars because I have that through Prime.
Oh.
But it's
okay.
It's really funny. But I agree with you on the whole like trafficking thing, because it's like, if you look at from what I've read on like people, it's like a lot of these kids that go missing from foster families end up with trafficking. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised, like, how many people within the system mm-hmm. work with these traffickers.
Yeah.
And it's...
disgusting.
It's truly disgusting.
Yeah. No, I mean, I felt, like, dirty. Like, there's a point when I'm like, is this guy one of them? Is he on this side? Like, but he, like, kind of... he blends in so he can get closer to these kids so he can save them. Mm. And, like, he ended up... do you know the storyline?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he, like, ends up going over there, saving, like, 50 of these kids, but he's, like, on a mission to save this one kid's sister. His first kid that he saved, his sister was, like, taken and, like, sold to... this very isolated island that's like super dangerous to go to. Like, if you go there and they don't know you, you're most likely not going to come back. And so he ended up going there and like acted like he was a doctor and was going around. And anyways, he ends up finding her. Sorry, spoiler alert if you haven't watched the movie. But he ends up finding... you should still watch it because it's really good. But he ends up finding her, and it's just, like, it just took one person to, like, care
mm-hmm.
about, and it actually happened, like, at the very beginning of the movie. His partner was like, I don't think I can do this, because, like, they're on, and we've talked about this, like, the podcast that you listen to, or the YouTube people that you listen mm-hmm. to, they're, like, the pedophile catchers, or whatever.
Oh, on HBO, yeah, they're on HBO.
So, like, he was kind of doing that, like, monitoring these, like, the children pornography and like seeing who's buying and whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he's going and making those arrests, and he's like made however many arrests in the year or whatever. But his partner was like, how many children have you found though? And by like the time that they get to that point, like they're gone already for the most part.
Oh, wow.
And so that was kind of like what drove him to... because he caught a pedophile, and he like acted like he was one of them, and so the pedophile, like any chance they get, they like he took the bait, and then he arrested him again, and he met up with this kid, and the kid was like, "Can you find my sister?" Like they were taken both at the same time.
Wow.
Anyways, dark road, but
that was a very dark
road. Yeah, sorry, but it's... you should watch it. It's interesting and eye-opening for sure.
Dang, I'll add it to my list.
Yeah. I would watch it again, honestly, because it was that good.
Yeah.
And there are very few movies that I would watch again.
That's very true. Very true.
But I think it's like, as people, like, there, it's just like things that you, like, you don't want to get involved with, like, something. And it's like, okay, an older man... with a younger Hispanic kid that doesn't speak English, looks scared. Like,
yeah.
There's just red flags that it's like, it's like you don't want to get involved, but maybe call the police on the back end. I don't know. Just interesting things.
That's
to
very interesting.
Keep in mind.
Yeah.
Because you see those signs, like, at the airports and stuff, in the bathroom. Like, they're everywhere.
Oh, like a Quick Trip?
Yeah.
At least here in the South.
Yeah. Yeah. In the bathroom. Like, if you need... even, like, at bars.
Even
stuff.
At the bars, yeah. Like, order an angel shot if you
yeah.
need help.
Yeah. Like, that's scary. I feel like that's more for, like,
there's
creepers,
actually, like,
but...
a Grey's Anatomy episode where one of the residents... so he's not, like, a doctor.
Yeah.
Or, like, one of the interns, I guess. He is able to recognize the signs. And the woman was like, no, like, she's my daughter. And they're like, you need to... and then they come to find out that the girl was being trafficked. And then they had to separate, like, the woman and... because she was acting like her mom. Yeah.
That's so
scary.
That's,
like, one of them in the later seasons. But, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. It's, like, something... and that's something that he brought up, too, is, like, nobody wants to talk about this because it's so not fun to talk about. And, like... people, it's terrible. Like, obviously people are like, this is not okay. No, yeah. Like majority of people. Well,
that goes for like a lot of stuff though.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
But agreed. Yeah,
but more people should talk about it.
Yeah.
More people should bring just awareness. Just like we talk
about
things.
Like no drugs. Say yeah. No to drugs. It's like, well, say no to
trafficking. Sex trafficking. Yeah, children trafficking.
Yeah.
Trafficking in general.
Trafficking in general, yeah.
But the statistics that they gave, and I don't know how accurate they are, but like they were like 90% or 80, I don't know. I don't remember, but it was a large amount come from America. And then like 70% of that 80 or 90 number are children.
I bet. Because like if you think about like the percent of kids that are in, let's say like the foster system,
mm-hmm.
that are unclaimed.
Yeah.
They, you know, get lost in the system and they're literally like just out and about, or like they think they make a friend or something, and like they, what's it called?
Well, and they don't know.
And they don't, well, no, because they're children.
But it's,
and like they're taught to like trust adults.
But it's so crazy because the footage, like at the very beginning of the movie, is like real footage of people literally like walking up, and it's like your kids just standing right there. And you've seen stories about this like on Facebook and whatever, mm-hmm. but like it's like at a grocery store or whatever, like your kid's standing right there, and someone, like you turn your back for a second, someone snatches it and runs.
That's scary.
Like watching it, I'm like holding my heart, and I'm like, oh my god, I could not even imagine.
Dang, that's
like watching. Oh, they're dimming the lights. What time is it? Time to go.
7:59.
Oh, we're just getting to the good part.
I know.
Okay, well, I guess we'll finish our coffee. We didn't really talk about anything that we had planned to talk about.
No.
But I think that's what this makes it fun.
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about? I know you had like a couple of things on your list.
Oh, the astrology. I was going to talk about, like, there's, like,
people know that about astrology, Louisa.
No, hold on. There's, like, something about, like, whatever planet or whatever is in, like, a certain house in your natal chart,
mm-hmm.
can define who you're supposed to marry, quote-unquote. I don't know how accurate that is.
Like, just what sign they should be?
No. Like,
oh,
if he's in whatever number house, because it's 1 through 12. Like for example, mine was like a politician or like someone in power, and I was like, I sent that to a friend and I was like, I don't know how I feel about that, but at the same time I could see myself as the first lady, you know.
I could definitely
like Jackie Kennedy style.
I could see you as the first lady.
Well, not the way she ended, but you know, just like the grace and like,
but yeah, she was a good first lady for sure. Yeah. Or like a George Bush's wife.
Laura Bush. I was just thinking about her.
I could see her as a first lady, but like it's like the politician part.
Yeah,
it's
that's like, the thing where like I'm like
maybe like the first lady of like the yacht club or something.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about the yacht club.
I don't, that wasn't a good
example.
I feel
like I'd get more power hungry than my husband.
Maybe he's the first man.
I don't know. That's not going to happen. I don't want gray hair.
No. Not saying that you're the president, but, like, of whatever situation you're in. Maybe he's,
no,
like...
No. I'd rather be the kept woman.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's dig more into that, and we can talk about who... Like, I'll give you my information, and we can
I already have your information.
Oh, okay.
Well, I just have to go back to that video to see what your...
What it is.
House placement was.
Okay. We'll talk. Okay. Yeah, we'll talk about that next time then.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Right. We're being kicked out, so.
Cheers.
I think we'll do this again. I liked it.
Definitely.
It's like more of a chill vibe.
So chill.
So. Louisa just rolled her eyes when she said that.
Oh, sorry.
So chill. Okay. Did you finish your hot chocolate?
I did. It was delish.
Okay. Well, I'll just cheers myself then.
I sob a little bit.
Okay. Mmm. There was a big clump of something down there. Yeah. All right, guys.
Bye.
See you next time. Or talk to you next time.
Yeah, talk to you.
See you next time.